Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Getting the Word Out program today here on Blog Talk. We are, hallelujah, glory to God, delighted to be with you once again here for our program. Praise God, a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you for coming and being with us today. We want to thank all of you that have been with us in the past and coming back continually. We thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We do appreciate so much your coming and being a part of the Getting the Word Out program. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. When we are teaching or when we are praying, praise God, or praying, just playing music and, of course, having a short prayer. We thank God, hallelujah, glory to God, for that opportunity to do that, and thank God for those that come. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. A shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Say thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God as well. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, for just continue to allow us to be able to broadcast, praise God, here on Blog Talk Radio. We are blessed, blessed, and blessed. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we know by the grace of God we have and are being a blessing to some. Hallelujah, glory to God as well. And so we thank God for that. We're going to have just a prayer. We're going to play music for the better part of the program today. We're going to have a prayer. But we also want to leave you with a verse of scripture we know that will be a blessing to you as well today. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen and be blessed. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Above all, I have been satisfied.
Jesus, is calling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Opportunity has been provided. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all who are without a Savior to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God as He is ever knocking on the doors of our heart. Hallelujah. Inviting us by way of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, beckoning in us. Hallelujah. To come close, to come to Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank God for that because He has plans for our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We may have plans for our lives, but God has a plan for our life that became a plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God in His hand before the foundation of this world, before we were even conceived. Hallelujah. Glory to God into our mother's womb. He had a plan for our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so often we allow our plans to interfere with His plans. Hallelujah. Glory to God by going the way that we perceive, or maybe somebody advised or counseled us to go, and it's not in accordance with His will, His plan, His purpose for our lives. And that also it can be, whether you're saved, praise God, or whether you're unsaved. Sometimes we get bad advice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well meaning as it may be, but sometimes it's not always the best for us, because unless you have the mind of God, the will of God concerning your life, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you stand a good chance. You and I both are going just away from the very direction that He is leading us to go. Sometimes we find ourselves running. Sometimes we find ourselves playing the part of a Jonah. Hallelujah, glory to God, in our own lives, because we have something that's been impregnated in our spirit that God has put in our heart, perhaps. And it just doesn't line up in our hearts the way it line up according to our lifestyle, a plan, a purpose. And of course, we try to deviate the course and go in a different direction. But God has a way of causing things to circumvent and bring us right back on course. Hallelujah, glory to God, to where He said to go in the first place. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because remember, He is the God of spiritual. He is the God of the natural. But hallelujah, glory to God, He's also the God of the supernatural. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Somebody better come on and shout and give Him praise. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank Him today. Hallelujah, glory to God. So come and join with me as we get ready to go into prayer. Praise God, thanking and praising Him. Hallelujah, glory to God for all that He has done, all that He's doing, all that He will do continually. Hallelujah, glory to God in our lives. Hallelujah, in the lives of our loved ones and those that we are standing in the gap for as well, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank You. And Lord, as I said all that to say this, we thank You. Lord, we bless Your name. We glorify Your name. We magnify Your name. We thank You, Father God, from the depths of our heart, soul, and our spirits, Father God, for the times that we could not see, Lord God, where our sight somehow, my Father, may have been blinded to some degree, or somehow just our vision just seemed to be turned aside. And Lord, we may have missed You on anything. We want to say, God, thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your love. That in spite of it all, Lord, You did not leave us. You didn't abandon us. You kept hold of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Lord God, I say that not only even for my own life, but for the lives of those that are here under the sound of my voice. I know, Lord God, that many, my Father, have found themselves, Lord God, going and going and going and going. And Lord, they don't understand why is things not where they're supposed to be. What is going on? And God, it's because they somehow have not made that greater connection that You have for them to make in their life. So we thank You today, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, for the word, first of all, the greater connection. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we pray, God, that You will just open wide those doors, Father God, those opportunities, Father God, and present us, Lord God, with the things that we need, Father God, direction that we are to go, make the crooked path straight in the name of Jesus, for all of us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those that are, Father God, in ministry, those that are going into business, those that are in other aspects, Father God, in arena, but Lord God, they are spiritually connected, Father God, or they may even be starting out, but Lord, whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus, Father, we are thanking You in advance for Your wisdom, for Your direction, Father God, discernment, and for Your care, Father God, Your compassion, Your mercy, and Your grace. We thank You for it, Lord God, because without You, Lord God, where would we be, Father God, in the name of Jesus? So we thank You, Lord God, for Your presence. We love You. We appreciate You, Lord Jesus, and we say thank You from the depths of our heart, soul, and our spirit. Continue working in those that are, Father God, that are going through, Father God, continually, Father God, in all our lives as well, Father God, and those that are seeking and, Father, crying out that You answer. We thank You for the answers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord. Those that are running, that You arrest their feet, bring them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for that, Father. Bring revelation, Father God, insight, Father God, and glory. Yes, Lord, proper assignment and alignment in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, for your glory, we pray. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, we pray. To you be all the glory henceforth and forevermore. Amen and amen and amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Nothing is wrong. Oh, let the gentle
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We have a few more minutes to go before we come into a close, but I wanted to take a moment and share this passage with you today. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm quite sure we all are somewhat familiar, if not most, from time to time, with this particular portion of Scripture from Psalm 91. But I just feel that I want to share that, praise God, and just kind of put that out there to you and just place some emphasis on a few words, words such as love, deliver him, set him on high, known my name, he shall call upon me, and he says, I will answer him with long life. Well, first of all, with answer him, I will be with him in trouble first and foremost, and then I will deliver him. This is the emphasis of also the promises about long life and satisfy him. And, of course, we talk about good things. And, of course, that is from Psalm 91, and it reads, but the whole verse is as such, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. You have known God and known God's name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation, God's salvation, satisfy you with good things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to claim that today. That's a promise from the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm claiming it for myself. Hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for his word, because we know his word said it will not return void, but it will accomplish that whereunto it has been sent. Praise God. If we have the faith and to believe, and we have that love, praise God, all things worketh by love, through and by love. If we have that love is true and that love is sincere, he will move on our behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he has promised deliverance. Hallelujah, glory to God. He has promised, hallelujah, glory to God, that if you call, he's going to answer. He has promised, praise God, that if you're in trouble, he's going to be with you. Praise God. He has promised that he's going to deliver you regardless of what you're going through. He has promised that he's going to deliver. He's going to promise that he's going to give long life. And he's promised he's going to give that you're going to be satisfied. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So, with good things. And that's what comes in, right? There's good things, not bad things. Things that are happening, that are going on, they're not from God, they're from the enemy. And that we need to take authority over and move out. Hallelujah, glory to God. Bind it up, cast it out. That's not from God. Praise God. The God promised that he will satisfy with good things. Hallelujah, glory to God. And also show salvation. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. So I want to share that with you today just briefly. Praise God, and say thank you again for being with us today once again here on the Getting the Word Out program. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I invite you to come. Praise God, to open your heart to receive him. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to save you, wash and cleanse you. Hallelujah, glory to God, from any impurities, anything that is going on in your life. Praise God, trust him to deliver. Praise God, we only know that he can and that he will. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, his methods may change from time to time, but it does not mean that he will not do what he says in his own time. Hallelujah, glory to God. You ask him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, asking to forgive you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you repent of anything that you know that you are doing that is foreign to what he says to do. And as much as you know, you're not accountable for that which you don't know, but you are accountable for that which is going into your ear, what you hear in your ear gate. Hallelujah, glory to God. And as I said, repent and ask him to come to your heart for that forgiveness of your sins, whatever it may be. Hallelujah, glory to God, the great or small. Hallelujah, glory to God, the same blood is atoned for both. Amen. Receive that blood, hallelujah, glory to God, covered by faith of redemption, hallelujah, glory to God, and receive him as your Savior and make him Lord in your life. And then ask him to fill you with the precious Holy Spirit, hallelujah, glory to God, and even with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So I may not agree, hallelujah, that the tongues is for today, but it is. It is a power gift. When you can speak in tongues, you communicate with God sometimes in the midst of things that people don't even know what you're going through, what you're dealing with. But you're talking to God, and God is talking back to you. Hallelujah, glory to God, giving you answers. Hallelujah, to the questions that you may be asking. Praise God, all your prayer requests that you have. Hallelujah, glory to God, because that is what he does. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. The Holy Spirit will work in you and work with the Father. He knows the heart, the thought and mind of the Father better than anybody else. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Jesus, hallelujah, is the express image of the Father. But know that the Holy Spirit knows the mind of the Father. He knows the will of the Father for your life. Hallelujah, glory to God as well. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, we just thank you today. And I just thank you for my listening audience. And Lord God, I just feel this direct now. And in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are touching each and every one of them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, they will receive the promises of the Lord that is.